hope you're having a good Thursday morning. We are here on the main event, the dude hanging out with Mississippi Department of Agriculture and Commerce Commissioner Andy Gibson. Mr. Commissioner, so always so good to have you here. It's a big week in the Department of Agriculture. You got a big event we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, but man, there are farmers markets all over the area, and we're involved really in the one here in Neshoba County. Austin Ainsworth, our county agent, and he's got such a good little thing going, but it's such a good idea to go and buy local.
It really is, and it's a trend that we've seen developing even before COVID. We grew from roughly 25 certified farmers markets 10 years ago to over 100 today, and that was before COVID-19. And during the pandemic, we've seen even greater demand for local food, fresh food, healthy food. It's there. It's grown right here in Mississippi, and people can go shopping during the growing season and buy whatever they need for their selves and their families. So we certainly encourage it, and we want to see more local farmers markets popping up across the state.
And there's such an opportunity here, because I'm always the optimist. I look at that and go, well, I know that they can't get enough produce. There are not enough people growing tomatoes, not enough people raising potatoes, not enough people doing butter beans and this, that, and the other. And man, there's so many people with land, and there's such an opportunity to learn with your county agent and the Department of Agriculture. You don't know how to raise butter beans and peas? It's probably not that hard, if you've got some land, to learn how.
That's right. You know, over the years, I think we've seen this is a result of people just buying stuff that's cheap and not exactly knowing where it's going from. But now, especially with COVID-19, people want to have ready access to fresh local food. And it is. Yeah, you can put in a garden. Matter of fact, this year, 2020, we promoted when families were sent home, you know, to stay home under the shutdown time. Well, we encourage people to get out and plant a victory garden. And the statistics are in, and more people bought seed for gardens, and more gardens were put in this year than ever in the history of the state of Mississippi. And that tells me there's that much interest and demand in it. And so, yes, it's an opportunity for more folks to raise peas and butter beans, tomatoes, and have those in season and participate in a farmer's market and, you know, do well.
Now, the Department of Agriculture and Commerce is so important to our state. And as I've been here over this last year, so I used to only think about the Department of Agriculture and Commerce as the fairgrounds and the fair and the Dixie Nationals. But when you really look at it and everything, it's just like the chickens rolling down the road. When you see those log trucks going, that's commerce, and that's what keeps our cog in the wheel able to continue to roll.
Yeah, agriculture is still the number one industry in the state and the number one employer. More people work in agriculture than any other industry, and it's growing. And, you know, we have a genuine Mississippi program for any farmers markets or vendors out there that want to sign up. We will come out and help you get signed up and promote your product and actually help you learn how to grow that garden better, that produce better in the process.
And you also have msfarmmarketplace.com, where if you want to figure out where you want to maybe take a ride and buy some stuff, if there's not a farmer's market near you, people can list on that. And I found all kind of good stuff off of that.
Hey, I encourage all of our farmers, whether you've been doing it a long time or just getting started, sign up on that msfarmmarketplace.com. And consumers can buy direct from the farm, direct from farmers. And people want to do it now more than ever in this coronavirus situation.
And the best part, Mr. Commissioner, the price of that is absolutely free.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's free. See, we built it for our farmers.
No catch. And see, something free these days without a catch, that's a rare thing.
Yeah.
All right.
We got
the Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce, Andy Gibson. We'll take a break tomorrow. A big happening on the fairgrounds. If you're in need, if you know somebody in need that needs some food, we're going to talk about a big food distribution tomorrow right here. Stay with us. It's the main event on Kix 96.